Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. Become a fan of Beyond the Book on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the free podcast and never miss a program at www.beyondthebook.com.
I consider myself a photographer first. I've been a photographer for about 25 years now, shooting in all the different genres of photography. And I also went on to work in the APA as president and to come and work with ASMP as well. And in doing so, advocating for photographers, I came to understand something, and that's that photographers, we are our own worst enemies, and it's our ignorance of our own rights and our own business that is the problem. You know, photographers do a lot of pointing at others, other organizations, technology, blaming everybody else but themselves for where their industry is headed, and really, it's right in here, you know, and there was a study done. Whenever somebody says that, they're about to give you some bullshit, okay? So there was a study done that determined that photographers' skulls are on average 1 centimeter thicker than any other human being. And it's true. They don't call us starving artists for nothing. You know, you don't hear starving plumber, starving lawyer, but you do hear starving artist. And there's a reason, and that's because we consider ourselves artists first and business people second. And really, as a photographer, as a professional photographer, where you rely on photography to support yourself and your family, the quality of your photography and your ability to solve challenges and to deliver on demand and to make excellent work for your clients has to be a given. But you can be the greatest photographer on the planet and still fail because you don't understand your own business. And really, there's a lot of talk about the licensing model. And some people say, well, the licensing model is dead, or the licensing model doesn't work for me. And the reality is that every photographer is involved in the licensing model, whether they know it or not, and every client as well, perhaps with the exception of those who purely sell their prints, but still... you are granting some rights to whoever's receiving that print. But when you fire that shutter button and when that shutter closes, you are the owner of that photograph, unless two things have happened. One is you signed a work-for-hire statement, not necessarily an agreement, but just a statement that says this will be a work made for hire, assuming that the other criteria for work made for hire are satisfied. Or you're working as an employee for another organization. Otherwise, the copyright vests with you when that shutter closes. And there's only one way for that copyright to be wrested from you, and that's if you sign something that says, I'm assigning copyright to this other party. It's photographers' failure to recognize that and failure to structure their business transactions so that it's evident to their client that they're receiving rights that is at the core issue. It is not the problem that technology has advanced. That's not a problem. In fact, that's to our benefit. What we need to do as an industry is come together with those who use our images, and we need to take responsibility for our images. If you go to the other side, that is the clients who are making use of the images and the public, the problem is, just as Professor Lessig said, that they don't know whose images they're finding. They don't know what rights are associated with those images. They don't know what they can and can't do with those images. So when I wrapped up my presidency in the APA, I realized that in order to move this industry forward, we need to jump into the 21st century. If you look at every product out there in the marketplace, there's something called a UPC code on that product. Other kinds of products also have identifiers involved in them. The manufacturers identified, the retailers identified, the type of products identified. We don't have that in photography. Our technology has advanced dramatically in terms of capturing images and in terms of distributing images, but not in terms of communicating about our products and identifying our products. And that's what the Plus Coalition is all about. So what I did was, myself and a number of others, many of whom are in this room, joined together, bringing all the trade associations, not only in the United States together, but across 30 countries, the photographers, the illustrators, the ad agencies, the designers, the museums, the libraries, organizations like Creative Commons, everybody who either creates or distributes or preserves or uses images into one nonprofit organization to create standards that are going to connect people with pictures, with permissions, and by permissions I mean rights. And that's what the Plus Coalition is all about. And I'm going to use my time here, my 4 more minutes, to tell you about the Plus Coalition, and then when I get back in my chair, I'll talk about my perspective on copyright in the course of the discussion. But PLUS is a collaboration between all industries and all communities involved in images. It's a nonprofit. It's neutral. We don't fight for any one industry. It's not the result of any one organization. It's apolitical. We don't oppose or support any legislation. And we have participants worldwide. And it's got a very simple mission statement. We do nothing but this, just to simplify and facilitate the communication and management of image rights. And also, very importantly, to solve the problem that Professor Lessig highlighted very accurately, to make it easier to find out where an image came from and what rights are associated with that image. Most importantly, perhaps, to leverage current technologies, which we are unable to do, ironically, as photographers, to protect our rights and also to share our work. So all of these different groups are involved in PLUS at this point. It's a very diverse, very deep participant base. 2,000 volunteers joined together from all these industries to create industry standards for communicating rights. We have a nonprofit board of directors where you can't buy your way in. It's got one seat for all the photographers and illustrators of the world, one seat for all the advertisers of the world, et cetera, right on down the line. All of these organizations are not only on the board of directors, but are members and supporters of PLUS. And these are just a fraction of the organizations that are involved. This is our board of directors. And this is just what we're about. And the first thing we had to do was to create standards so that people could communicate rights. You know, Liz talked about education. It's quite difficult to educate people when there are no standards by which you can educate. I teach over at the Art Center College of Design, and I do so knowing that two doors down, there's another instructor telling the students a completely different way to offer their images and describing different definitions for the usage terms and using different estimate forms, etc. Importantly, about PLUS, this is not about old models. This is about looking forward and enabling new models of business for photographers, making things possible that aren't possible today or that aren't realistic today, such as an effective means of getting photographers paid when somebody looks at their image instead of in advance. Those kinds of things are models of the future, but can't happen unless you've got standards for identifying people and images and describing rights. So these are all of our standards. I'm not going to go through them today because we don't have enough time. But we have a glossary that defines every word that you could possibly use in an image license, and every word in there was reviewed and approved by the publishers, by the designers, by the art buyers. We have over 100 art buyers participating in the development of the standards, photo editors, etc. We have the PLUS Media Matrix, which is just all the different rights and all the different options for every different kind of right. PLUS Packs, standardized packages for licensing. The PLUS License Data Format is a way for machines to be able to read licenses so that if somebody is looking at your image in Japan and you've written out your license in English, they can read your license in Japanese. PLUS ID system for identifying all of us, and then finally the PLUS registry. And just a quick comment on the PLUS registry because my time's up. The PLUS registry is going to be a nonprofit tool by which anyone can take any image, approach this registry, upload that image, whether there's metadata in it or not, whether they got it off the web, whether they scanned it out of a magazine or an old book, and it'll tell them by image recognition who the owner is. instantly. So when this launches later this year, you'll be able to upload an unlimited number of images into this, 10,000 images or more with a click of a button. And from that point on, even if you previously distributed images with no metadata in them whatsoever, if somebody has lost an image and they know about the Plus Registry, which they will because of all the industries involved, they'll find you instantly. That's one of the functions of the Plus Registry. It also holds records for images with all the metadata, all different types of metadata, by the way, and then it holds records of every license that you issue, should you wish it to, and you can control who can access which information, and as well, you can update your license information. For example, if you extend a license by a year, you can go in there, extend it. Nobody else can get to this metadata to change it, which I know is a concern of a lot of people in the room. You put information into an image, anybody can go in there and edit it. You can't do that if it's in a registry that only you can go in and edit. So I'm going to wrap up. These are some of the great organizations that are high-level, what we call leadership circle members of PLUS. There are many, many members of PLUS who are participating. These are not the only ones, but these are the ones who've contributed their time, extraordinary amounts of money, and logistical support to PLUS. We are a membership organization. That is our URL, useplus.org, and you're welcome to email us at info@useplus.org. And thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.